We've got a big announcement, girlies.
We're going on tour!
We're going on tour. We're hitting the road, Jack. Woo! So don't you come back no more, no more.
We're bringing our tour, That's Showbiz, all
That's
over
showbiz.
Ireland.
You have to say it like that.
Well, oh, but I That's can't sing.
That's Showbiz.
You have to say it like old-timey American. I'll work on it.
That has to feature in the show.
We're coming to name them.
A city near you. We're going to Cork, Limerick, Galway, Belfast, and Dublin.
Yeah, sorry about the Midlands, but we can't drive and we need to access by train.
We don't really know any of those. Our geography knowledge of that part of Ireland is limited.
But if you want to come see us, go to ticketmaster.ie and get your tickets because they're flying out the door, girls. And our girlies in the UK and Australia, don't worry. Because there's exciting dates coming soon.
Yeah. Keep the eyes peeled. That's
keep
all we'll
the
say
eyes
on that.
And ears or, peeled.
And the ears, because you might hear it on here again.
Do you keep your ears peeled?
Keep the ears clean, I would say.
Anyway,
maybe.
We're waffling.
Anyway, also, link in the episode description on how to get your tickets.
Exactly. See you then.
See you, girlies. I'm so excited.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So I like wake up in the morning and I'm like walking around the gap and I can't move my arms.
Oh my God, there's nothing worse.
It's
they
scary.
Say that's a good time to... I know this is awful, but they say that's a good time to have a wank because... Not that I do it at all, but they say that because it's like, it feels like it's someone else giving it to you. That was in the in-betweeners or something, wasn't it?
No, that's what all the lads were doing when we were growing up. They'd be like, oh, you have to like sit on your arm until it goes dead and then give yourself a wank because it feels like you're getting off someone else. But that just takes way too long.
Way too much effort in it as well. I wouldn't be endorsing it because when you break it down, it's probably not great to be cutting off the blood supply
to your
arm.
Yeah.
So just know that this isn't...
Don't do it.
Us endorsing it, by the way. Hey, girlies. I'm Kevin.
And I'm PJ.
And welcome back to...
I'm Grandman. Woo! Okay, we have to address it.
What?
Are they girlies or mammies?
Who's they, babe? The cat's mother. The fans.
People who listen to the podcast.
Girlies.
I think they're girlies.
Yeah, but also mammies just works well, doesn't it? I know what you mean. We say girlies more.
I know, but it's because when we were doing our live shows,
yeah.
Remember I used to go, do we have any mammies in the building?
Yeah.
And then everyone be like, and I'd be like, oh no, I mean like,
oh yeah, it didn't really catch on.
The show.
Yeah, it didn't really catch on, did it?
I remember like one girl was like, woo, she had a child.
No, like the thing is, you don't need to try and convince me. I love girlies, so I'm happy to go with girlies.
Will we do an Instagram poll?
Will we? Yeah, I think let's do a poll.
Yeah, I think so. I just think mammies is a bit confusing.
Mammies is iconic, but also confusing.
But then we also have a different set of problems if you go with girlies, because I don't want the lads to feel left out, because like... Girlies is gender neutral in our heads.
But that's the thing. I think, yeah, so we're reiterating that now. Like, girlies is gender neutral. Whatever you identify as, he, she, they.
Yeah.
Girlies is a collective term for all the girlies.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to grasp, but that's our collective term for all the girlies.
Is it problematic? I don't want to be problematic at 27.
I don't know. But like, do you know the way there's like a murder of crows? Like, someone who listens to Grandman podcast collectively... Yeah. Is a girl a group of girlies?
I saw during the week that a group of Karens is called a privilege. And I was screaming, guys, it's very funny, isn't it?
A privilege of Karens.
It's so funny. Guys, I discovered also during the week, much to my horror, that they're trying to make the male version of a Karen be called a Kevin, and I'm traumatised over it. I've always loved my name and I don't want to not like my name.
What do you mean trying, babe? It's happened. Like, there's a... Isn't there, like, an account for it?
Yeah, there's, like, an Instagram account, but I don't think it's common knowledge.
Okay. Good thing we're broadcasting it to the whole nation.
Yeah, so maybe I should have left it. But I feel like it won't catch on. I feel like we should just call male Kevin's Karen's too, because it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Is it?
Karen's gender neutral.
Karen's gender neutral as well, yeah.
God help actual Karens though.
Yeah, I know. I have a cousin Karen.
Is she like a Karen though?
No, she's lovely.
Lesbian.
No, she's not lesbian, surprising me. Yeah, like the rest of my family.
That's weird. All Kevin's cousins are usually lesbian.
I have so many lesbian cousins, which I adore. Like, I love the LGBT. Yeah. We love the rainbow.
But, like, if there's ever a study done, if, like, you're born gay or you're raised gay, do they need to use your family as the control?
Yeah. They need to test for the gay gene in my family because it's alive and well, girlies.
I think in the Labour ward, you just blare Madonna and then it just you all get infected with the gay.
That's chaotic. I was meant to be going to my gay cousin's wedding in Seville in September and I was so looking forward to it, but now it's been postponed to next year. Imagine a gorgy lesbian wedding in Seville.
Oh my god, stunning. But you'll have it next year.
Yeah, I will. I was just kind of, I just thought because it was September that maybe it might happen and I was like, oh my god, like, because I have a lot of free time in quarantine, like, I have a lot of time to be spending out in the garden, have a nice tan before Seville.
Okay.
And as well, like, it just sounds stunning to say I'm popping to Seville for a lesbian wedding. Like, I sound so cultured.
You sound so cosmopolitan.
I do be cosmo,
you
don't
do.
I?
Very Sex in the City, da-da-da-da.
But anyway, yeah, it will go ahead.
I know. You'll get your day in the sun, girl. Anyway, girlies, how have you been?
How's everyone been?
I feel like the weeks are kind of like merging.
I saw a tweet there the other day and it was saying, it's the longest year ever, but it's flying by.
That's it.
And I got a tuck in my heart because I thought, Jesus Christ, it's so accurate.
It's so accurate. Also, I feel like your personality is Twitter. Like... You always just talk about Twitter.
Yeah, I feel like it's the only good social media.
Do you have shares on Twitter?
I wish I did. I feel like it'd be a good thing to invest in.
That can be your first tattoo. Twitter bird.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, but it is flying. It's weird. It's like flying but dragging.
But dragging? How does that work though?
I don't know.
That's like a complete paradox, is it?
Someone did suggest we should do a time travel episode.
I love that.
We should do that one week.
We should do a time travel app. I love that I said paradox on the podcast. And last week I said antithesis. Oh my god, people are going to think I'm so fucking clever.
What's your word of the week this week? Paradox.
Paradoxes.
Sorry, that's your
word. What's your word of the week?
I don't know.
Come on.
I can't think of any
words. Just say a word. It just could be anything.
I literally can't think of any
just
words.
Just say a word. Just please.
Kevin, I can't think of one word.
Just say one word.
But I can't think of a smart word.
It doesn't have to be smart. It's just your word of the week.
Yeah, words of the week are always smart. That's like why they're...
No, not necessarily. And you say smart words sometimes.
You're so rude.
What?
I always say smart words.
Okay. You can't say one at the moment. I love how you're looking around the room for inspiration. Me French press.
Me googling.
Slow cooker. It's fine, you don't have to have one.
Okay. Actually, my word of the week is tendonitis. Because, sorry now. I've been running, girlies, and my legs don't know what's going on.
Like, you've been running a fair bit. Well, apparently you have been. I haven't been awake at the time you've been running. So
what do you mean, apparently?
Well, like, I've never seen you do the running.
You have.
I just go out and watch you?
No, when I come back, you're rolling out the bed. Oh no, that's not until 12. I used to do the runs before 9, girls.
I'm not rolling out of the bed at 12, by the way. That's so lovely.
You kind of are. Anyway, so I'm doing this. Kevin's going to kill me.
I'm actually seething. That's so mornings.
Anyway.
Take that hoodie off. Oh, she has been running.
Shut up.
Oh my god.
I needed some structure in my day, girls. So I started this new fitness program. And... as a part of the workouts, he has me running. And you know from a few weeks back, I hate the running. So yeah. I was dreading being nominated to do a charity run.
Yeah. And now you're doing it of your own accord.
Well, yeah, no, I'm kind of learning to love it a bit now. So I ran 5K and now I'm up to 8K. I've been doing the 8K runs. But I just think it's so funny because when you're running at the start, everyone would just run past me. But then I started to get to know the other runners. Like, we're like,
yeah,
I'm kind of in this weird cult now. We all know, we all run. So I'm like, I'd be running past people. And at the start, they would just run past me. But now I'm getting the smug smile. So like,
I love that for
them.
You. I love that
I
for
love
you.
I love it. And they give me the kind of like, out again, like kind of like, fuck yeah. Everyone, lazy bitches still in bed. And I'm kind of like, and we just do the smug smile. But it's the smile is really smug. But I've noticed now, the more I run, if you don't look at their mouths when they smile and you look into their eyes.
Yeah.
Torture. We really? All actually hate it.
Really?
And we're trying to mask it with the smug smile, but in our eyes we're like, we still hate it, but we have to get through the run.
What's with the runners with all the bleeding nipples?
What?
That's one thing. Have you ever looked that up or googled it?
My nipples don't bleed when I run.
I think it's more so people who are doing marathons and stuff.
Oh yeah, well I'm doing a fun run, so.
But all, whatever material they'd be wearing, it'd be tagging on their nipples. And they just, like, if you ever google, like, I don't know, runner's bleeding nipples.
What kind of shit are you into?
No, but it was just something that I was like engrossed by, because I was like, oh, would they not like cover their nipples or something? And also that must be really painful.
Yeah.
But because there'd be like friction, I presume, between their nipples and the materials of their tops, they get bleeding nipples from their runs.
That's gammy.
That's all. I just felt like, oh, that's lousy. Look at them running, but then they're hurting their...
There's surely a form of tape for that.
That's what I was thinking. Or they could just get, like, tit tape.
That used to happen to me when I danced, though. If I was ever doing, like, dance intensives, my nipples would be killing me.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember I was doing partner work with a girl before, right? And whatever way she came down, she pulled off my nipple piercing. And I thought it was the end of the world. I thought, I just said, you know what, I've had a good run at it thus far, but life, that's it for me. Because honestly, I saw the gates of heaven.
Do your family know you have a nipple piercing?
Well,
they do now.
They do now, and also, like, I'm in lockdown. I'm not. By the time I see them in 2 months, they'll be after forgetting. I'm sure it won't be on the front of their minds, will it?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Even though there's no shame in having a nipple piercing, at the same time, I think it is a bit sexy. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Babe, you all think I'm into pure kinky shit?
Babe, you just need to embrace the nipple piercing.
Yeah. No, I do love it for myself. Like, I love it for me.
Surely your family know you're a slut already. Yeah, but girls, my legs are killing me. But I am learning to enjoy it. So, yeah. I just think I have the wrong shoes.
You do need to invest in good footwear if you're doing the running.
Like, I would just love if some sports brand was listening to this and then just found out I was running off the cuff and just gifted me some shoes. That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Now, I'm not doing any running, but I too would love a pair of shoes from a sports brand. So if you are listening, sports brands.
Runners.
Or trainers, as they call them over here.
Yeah.
That was one thing I found it really hard to adjust to. When English people call runners trainers.
Yeah.
Or when they don't understand you when you say runners. You know what I mean?
I love runners, though.
I love runners as well.
I refuse to say runners because, like, that's when I know I'm, like, losing my Irishness.
Yeah. Maybe I need to say runners more. I still say runners, but I think I adapt to different, like, social
crowds,
settings.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And different crowds. I'm really happy for you finding the running, though. I don't mind the running. I think I've said it before, but, like, I don't like to run a particular distance.
I didn't find the running, babe. He's making me do it.
But you do, you know what, and you seem to be more positive, like, in the last few weeks.
What do you mean?
Since you started the, since you found, like, a routine and since you found a schedule.
I do think it's helping me because I get bored on a treadmill, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But because we're running outside, I'm loving it. But, like, if I was, that's why I think I hated it before, because, like, running on a treadmill, I always just felt like a hamster. But you know what I mean? I always thought, imagine, like, aliens looking down on us and see loads of us just running on the wheels like a hamster.
Yeah.
Whereas outside, I always pretend like I'm running, like a distance to something.
To something or to someone.
Yeah.
I love that for you. I need to stop saying that, do I?
If you say that one more time to me today. But girlies, we do have to issue a public apology for being such bad gays.
Bad gays. Bad gays.
Well, it wasn't our fault because... The song came out the Friday, and we were after recording already.
Yeah.
So we couldn't talk about it last week.
But honestly, I feel like our lives have changed for the better since Friday, haven't they really?
I feel like I've been reborn.
Yeah, and I just knew that Lady Gaga was gonna sort us out. She's really given me that like final bit of motivation that I needed to like push me through to see to the end of quarantine.
I never thought I would stand a weather warning so hard. Let's just get into the theme.
Let's just introduce it.
The theme for this week is fandoms.
Alexa, play Rain On Me by Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande.
Oh.
She's literally like, again, you faggot? She's like, are you serious? She hates me. I've been listening to it non-stop.
I
turn
it off. Our neighbours are snapping.
Literally being like...
Our neighbours are like, are they fucking serious?
Show me a real good time.
Susan the Gays are at it again.
I just fucking love it.
I love it. Click. Click.
Pause.
Change position.
Water like misery.
Sway. Take it low. Take it low. You're on the floor now. Finish it off.
I'd rather be dry.
Pause.
But at least I'm alive. Rain on me, me, me.
Rain motions from the sky.
Yeah, rain motions. I do love the choreography.
Shake the shoulders. Fill it up.
Build
stand
it
up.
Rain.
Stop.
On.
Jump!
Jumps. We need to get up and dance.
I need to go to a club.
Turn it off.
Rain on me.
I set it as my alarms in the morning, which I think is a bad idea.
Because
I don't want to start hating it.
I think we need to cut it though. I know we need
before like... Ariana comes in.
Yeah, but that's the second verse.
But at least we tried. When we cut it.
I do think we need to do.
Oh my god, I actually can't stop.
Kevin, we can't have the whole episode.
Alexa, stop.
Kevin's literally dancing all over the house.
My heart beats so fast when I hear the song.
We're such basic gays for loving it so much, but I do love it.
I don't think it's being basic, because I actually think it's like...
Cultural reset.
I didn't want to say it, but you said it, a cultural reset. It's so fucking good, and Gaga's given us what we want.
It's just everything I needed during choir.
Exactly. And the only thing is, like, I do feel like it's making me realise again, I know I'm getting emotional, am I? I don't think I am. I don't think I am, I don't think it's that deep. But it is making me, it's making me realise how much I'm missing dancing in the gay clubs.
I can't believe you hit your Kevin's itchy, his eyes are watering. Babe, it's just a pop song.
I know, but you know what? I think for the gays as well, like iconic gay bops like that are mean so much more than just music that you're dancing to.
Yeah.
And like the whole association of a song like this and listening to it in a gay club, which is like our Oasis, you know what I mean? I'm getting way too deep, am I? It's way too early on in the year to be getting deep over fandoms.
I know we did a mental health app last week, babe. But we don't have to be deep all the time.
I know, but honestly, it's...
I
just
love
think it's
it.
Brilliant. I have been listening to it non-stop.
But like Ariana Grande could shit in her hands and clap and I'd love it.
Yeah, we would love anything she like touched off.
Like I love her.
Yeah, I love Ariana Grande too. I love them both equally in this.
Oh, yeah, obvs, but like I never thought I'd be that gay. Who, you know, there's always gays who like stan an artist so hard. And,
yeah.
Like, I was always like, I'm never going to be that gay.
Yeah.
Like, but I'm that gay.
I feel like I'm not obsessed with any artist in particular, but I suppose if I was to pick one, it'd probably be Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande. But that's two. Yeah. But, do you know what I mean? I think I am, like, in terms of music, like, I would be very, like, upset if either of them stopped releasing music.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And as well, I think we mentioned before, we're not huge on concerts. I would love
concert I would go to.
Or an Ariana concert. I'd love it.
So that inspired this week's theme, girlies.
Yeah.
Because everyone's going apeshit about it. Me and Kevin are going apeshit about it. It got us talking about, like, how crazy people go for other people. Like,
yeah,
celebrities.
It's kind of crazy.
From celebrities to influencers to, like, just well-known people you knew growing up. There's, like, clusters of fans that just start loving people.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like... I suppose you can't really explain it because, like, different artists and, you know, different people mean something different to everyone. You know what I mean? It's kind of hard to put your finger on it. Like, why do we, and especially the gays, obsess over Lady Gaga? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
is so there any like, male gay icons?
Jake Shears? Yeah, I love
I
Jake Shears.
I do love Jake Shears, but, like, I wouldn't be putting him up there with Madonna.
I know, yeah. I do love him, though. Who else would there be? Jake Shears. Who else? The thing is, I suppose, even though it is becoming more common, I suppose the reason female, like, pop artists, like, resonate with the gays so much is because it's, like, female empowerment, you know what I mean? And also, like, that aspect of femininity that we were, like, shamed for growing up. Whereas, like, they're just, like, living it, you know what I mean? And it's, like, actually, we aspire to be, like, as powerful as that whilst being as feminine as that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And that's why I love Lady Gaga, because remember, she came in with that, like, iconic quote before when she was asking in an interview, they were like, oh, a lot of your song lyrics are quite, like, suggestive and kind of, like, hint to you, like, riding around a lot and stuff like that. And she was like, yeah, and I'm called a whore for it. But she's like, if a male pop star was to get up and start singing about having sex, you'd say he's a fucking rock star.
Yeah.
And she's like, so I'm a fucking rock star, basically.
I love
and it. You're just frightened by how powerful I am. I was like, fuck me. Do you know what I mean?
I love her.
Do you remember the first time, like, you, like, listened to Lady Gaga, or the first time you heard The Fame and, like, what you felt? Is that a bit much?
That's a bit much.
But
where were you when you heard The Fame? No, basically, I just remember everyone waffling on about this one who had a thunderbolt on her face. And I was like, they thought she was being pure alt with the thunderbolt on her face.
Yeah.
Me thinking she's outside Paltry Tesco. It's a supermarket back in Cork that is all, like, the old kids hanging
around.
The
old kids, yeah. They'd all just be vaping outside of these days. But I suppose there'd be no one outside of these days in a lockdown.
No, socially distancing.
Yeah, hopefully they're not.
But I'd be skitting at her. She was rocking up with the Thunderbolt.
She was like a David Bowie tribute. Was, was it a nod to David Bowie? Because I think she actually credits him as one of her inspos in the early days.
I'm skitting at David Bowie tribute, she was.
Maybe it was, though. Was it?
What's she saying?
Nobody knows. But oh my god, I remember she played at the Marquee before people really even knew her. Tickets, I remember, were €30, right?
What?
€30 to go see Lady Gaga at the Marquee.
Who did you say the other day as a pure Marquee act and I broke down laughing? Oh
god, who was it?
Careful. Jason Derulo.
Pure life at the Marquee, isn't he?
The Marquee, for people who don't know, is like a small venue. Is it a small venue?
Well, it's pretty self-explanatory. It's like a marquee's a thing in every... It's universal.
Oh, is it?
It's like an outdoor tent, right?
Yeah.
That basically they set up in Cork down the showgrounds for, like, live music acts.
Well, I did go see Snoop Dogg there, like.
Did you?
Yeah. I don't know why, though.
I saw Jessie J there before as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I remember I didn't have tickets for Lady Gaga at the time. I just didn't get tickets. I think I might have maybe discovered her afterwards, you know what I mean? But I remember the day came round and I was inconsolable that I didn't have a ticket, right? And I was like, I'm gonna have to get my mum to drop me down to, like, outside the Marquee, like, you know, because you can still hear it from outside, because I was up in such a heap. And my mum was like, she couldn't or whatever. And I remember being like, oh my god, I can't believe I'm, like, missing out on this. Like, imagine this person you're obsessed with being so close to where you are, but you can't do anything about it because you don't have a ticket. So it's like, oh my god. And I remember just that day, because I had nothing else to think about, just thinking about her loads and, like, searching everything about her. And what I did was I saw what tattoo she's had. This is kind of chaotic, and this makes me think that
I never knew you were a crazy stalker.
I wasn't really, but this was just one day that I remember significantly that I definitely went a bit AWOL.
Overboard.
Yeah, completely. But anyway, she has, like, a peace tattoo on her wrist.
Yeah.
And then I got a biro and started, like, copying her tattoos onto my body. And I remember just, like, listening.
What?
Yeah, and I just stayed in my room and listened to her songs for the night.
What? That's so weird.
Yeah, but, like, I was young. And I remember as well, there was a guy that I was kind of half obsessed with. But, like,
you didn't know he was gay.
Didn't know he was gay. Didn't think he was gay either. Then I find out he was going to the Monster Ball.
Confirmed gay.
So I was like, oh, well, he's definitely gay. Yeah, it's weird because, like, I would never have said that I was a huge Lady Gaga stan.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've loved everything she's done. And I remember when people were kind of, like, shitting on Joanne, I was like, no, actually, it's a really important album as well. Like, I love Joanne. Do you know what I mean?
I loved Joanne.
I thought Joanne was so good.
It's lousy as well because it was about her dead nan. And everyone was like, worst album ever.
Yeah, I know.
And we're like, it's about her dead nan.
Her dead nan who had lupus.
Yeah.
Bless her.
Who?
She had lupus, I think.
Oh.
That's so lousy.
I can't deal with lupus.
Also, she had a song. What album is Mary Jane Holland on? Mary Jane Holland is practically my nan's name. My nan's name is, like, Margaret Holland.
Oh my god.
And that's why I think as well I have this kind of connection with Lady Gaga.
Because her and your nan collabed on a song.
Well, kind of. I just think it's nice. You know what I mean?
Yeah, what were you saying anyway? Sorry.
Anyway, so what I was saying, again, back to, I never would have thought I was huge Lady Gaga fan.
Yeah.
But also looking back, like that concert thing in writing tattoos on my body, that's kind of chaotic. But also, we had this box under a bed that we used to like store shit in. Like, you know, like, I don't know.
Maybe you had a memory box.
Not a memory box. It was actually just a load of stupid stuff. Like, there might have been copybooks, like Action Man, like things that you don't want to part with. Just things under your bed. From your past. Yeah, but it wasn't a memory box. Actually, it was a memory box. I don't think it was that, because I probably wouldn't be too bothered if they were thrown out.
But it was definitely a memory box.
Okay, Mr. Clipper.
Be honest.
Okay, it was a memory box, but I remember I got a marker one day, actually so chaotic, but I just started writing a load of Lady Gaga lyrics on the box.
What?
Really weird, and I pure tried to make the font pure cool, like it was definitely bubble writing, and I thought I was the coolest person ever, and I do like quotation marks. Like, sorry, but that's the gayest thing I've ever done, and I've done some gay shit.
I never knew you were such a stan.
What the heck? Neither did I.
But was your brother not like, what are you doing? You, let's have some fun, this beat that, is sick, I want to take a ride on your disco stick.
Oh my god, because like Robert's still in that room, Robert, and I think the box is still there. If you pull out the box from underneath the bed, Robert, the lyrics are still on that box.
And we need a pic, sorry.
Send us a pic and we'll put it up on the gram on the story. Isn't that cray?
I love it.
I can't believe I said cray.
So cray, babe.
So, prompted by a post that our friend Owen Pareth had up on his Instagram during the week.
Who everyone needs to follow because he's fucking hilarious.
Follow Owen Pareth on Instagram because your life will improve dramatically. Honestly, and some of the shit he comes out with, I'm like, this is so niche, right? And so, like, specific. And he's just, like, thought about it. I love the way his mind works.
I loved the other day when he put up a story going, Maybelle's most underwhelming performances.
Top five. Up. How funny is that? So like, funny. How did you think of that? Right, okay, so I found out the names of a load of different fandoms.
I love it.
I'm going to call out the artist or the thing, because not all of them are artists.
So am I going to guess their fandom and then you're going to tell me?
Yeah, we'll play a game. Okay. Well, we could have mentioned him as a gay icon earlier. What are Adam Lambert fans called? Also, Adam Lambert is kind of fucking incredible. I can't think of any of his songs though, can you?
No. He just screams.
No, he's a fabulous
voice.
He's
unreal, but it's very, like, screamy.
Because that's his kind of thing. But he's I love a bit the rock aesthetic. And roll. Okay, Adam Lambert. And I included this because I love the name of the fans.
The Lamberts.
Close. The Glamberts.
Oh!
That's iconic, isn't it?
I love the Glamberts.
I love the Glamberts.
Give me more.
Ariana Grande, you'll probably know this.
The Grandinators or something. Ariana Graders.
Arianators. Ariane.
Which I think is shocking.
We could do better.
I'm one of them, but like...
Okay.
We should be called the Ponytails.
Ponytails? I love the Ponytails.
Ari, you're welcome.
On Ponytails, what do you think is the name for the fans of My Little Pony? I know how I came up with this. Obviously, it was like a Wikipedia search. So, I do know how I came up with it.
The show!
Yeah. Well, it says, Friendship is Magic. So, maybe it's a series, yeah.
Is My Little Pony a musical artist as well?
No, they're not all musical artists. Some of them are just things.
Okay,
or like
celebs. Or
yeah,
whatever.
Franchises.
I don't know if the equestrian is. Because like equestrian studies.
You don't have to explain what equestrian is to me. Thank you. I'm joking. Sorry. The Pegasisters.
I love the Pegasisters.
Very gay, isn't it? I presume there's a character called Pegasus in the show.
Yeah, or they just wanted to do like a pure glam gay title.
Pure glam gay title. Oh, you were a fan of Christina growing up. Christina Aguilera fans. And it's relating to an album.
Genie in a Bottle.
Well, it would just be Genies in that case, wouldn't it? Fighters.
Ugh.
Was there an album called Fighter?
No, that's a song.
So that's a song. Sorry, I might put you off.
Make me that much smarter.
Azealia Banks fans, what are they called?
The chaotic troop of fucking crazy people.
Actually, close.
What?
The Cunt Brigade.
They're not.
They are. Remember when she called their Lingus hostess ugly?
It's the most chaotic thing. And as well, she was coming to a concert in Ireland.
In Ireland.
And everyone just hated her.
We were like, why are you calling them ugly? That's kind of lousy, isn't it?
What did she say? She said something like, all Irish people are ugly or
all
something.
All Irish women are ugly, she said.
And they're stunning. So
also, they have like a reputation as being the most beautiful in the world, don't they?
You always say that about Irish. You also say that we have the sexiest accent in the world.
Yeah, because I'm very patriotic.
Yeah, but I think you just make up these studies.
Who funded that study? Okay, Benedict Cumberbatch. I heard this before when he was on Graham Norton, actually.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
What are the name of his fans?
The Batch Loafs.
I actually kind of love that. That's a good one. They're called the Cumber Bitches.
They're not. They're not called the Cumber Bitches.
They're called the Cumber Bitches.
Benedict Cumberbatch's fans are not called the Cumber Bitches.
They are. I say they're actually
You're
chaotic.
Making this up.
Babe, it says on Wikipedia, so it has to be true.
You're editing the Wikipedia ones.
Oh, one person who I believe did edit the Wikipedia page for this, because okay. I feel like, does he have a fan group of his own, was, where is he? Louis, is it Lewis or Louis? Louis Tomlinson. Who's the fan from One Direction? Is it Lewis?
I don't know who you're on about, babe.
One Direction.
I know who the band are.
Louis, is it Lewis or Louis? How don't I know that?
I only know Patrick. Do you know that Patrick fella that Kevin keeps talking about? He looks like someone from One Direction.
He looks like Niall Horan. They're actually the bull.
They're the bull,
honestly. And as well, I've never seen both of them in the same room at the same time. So how do we know it's not him? But anyway, I think it's Louis Tomlinson. But his fans are called the Louis. That's so underwhelming. And I definitely feel like he edited the page.
Also, it's because he's his only fan because no one knows it.
That makes sense. Yeah. That actually sounds plausible. Okay, this is one that Owen had included on his Instagram feed, so you know the answer. But Kelly Rowland fans, if you want to guess at home, have a second. They're called the Rolling Stones.
No, I just think that's iconic.
I think that's my favourite out of all of them.
The Rolling Stones.
The Rolling Stones.
I love it.
Like, Beyonce's fans are called the Beehive, but like, Kelly wins in this instance.
The Rolling Stones. What's Michelle's fans called? The prayer group.
Oh, she's very holy, isn't she?
Yeah, she's pure holy, pure moth energy.
The Shells?
Shelleys.
Let's stop kissing. Oh, she should. It's kind of limited that Beyonce and Kelly have their names and then they don't have Michelle. I don't like all that Michelle hate.
But Michelle does have fans, we just don't know the name of them.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why aren't they on this Wikipedia page? I'm saying. You know what I mean? Maybe I skipped over it myself and maybe it's my wrong thing. Okay, this is kind of hilarious, and I can't imagine it being accurate from the fan base, but okay. Conor Maynard fans?
Oh my god, remember I was in his music video?
Yeah, but it didn't make it to air or something, or they changed it.
Yeah, that was the rudest thing ever, lad. So I shot this music video of Conor Maynard, me buzzing, being like, oh, sick, in another music video. Flick, flick, wink, wink. shoots it anyway, me waiting a few months, because obviously they take a few months to come out. I like see that it's on YouTube going, oh my god, unreal.
Yeah.
Me watching it in the toilet in work, because I worked as like a waiter at the time.
I thought we were in Welcome Mamas. Oh no, that was when, I'm just feeding to your ego there. That was when the other one came out.
That was Calvin Harris Girlies. No, but I was in work, I go around to the toilet, buzzing, being like, oh, I can't wait to see like if I'm in it like featured or whatever. Me watching it, oh, that set doesn't look the way it looked on the
familiar
day. Oh. But like, Conor wasn't even there. Oh, he's there. What? They reshot the whole video.
That's crazy.
That's mad, isn't it? Like, we spent like a full day shoot. Like, they've shot the whole video. And then they obviously were editing it and goes, nah.
Nah, he's shocking in it.
And just reshot the whole thing. And you know what? That happened to me again.
Really? And with Conor Maynard again?
What?
With Conor Maynard.
With Conor Maynard?
With Conor Maynard?
No, with another video. I went and done a full day shoot, and then me waiting a few months. Well, they didn't bring on a different one. They just goes, it was too arse.
I've never done that to you, and I've been looking for a moment, because you always do it to me. You always do this door to me.
Okay, I can't.
You're just rattling off your CV.
I can't get out.
Sorry, that's so funny. Can I say it was so funny when it's me who did it? Anyway, back to Conor Maynard, whoever. I don't think I'd recognise Conor Maynard if he walked past me on the street. Who is he?
He just looks like every young fella from Cork.
Is he from Cork?
No, he just looks like a pure scrawny Irish fella.
Oh, anyway, they're called the Maniacs. And I can't imagine his fans being maniacs.
No.
You know what I mean? James McAvoy.
Who's that?
Inside Him Dancing. Scottish actor.
No.
X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
What else did he do?
Who's he playing X-Men?
The younger fella in the wheelchair, before he was in the wheelchair. Professor X. I could be wrong.
I don't know.
Inside Him Dancing, did you not do that for the comparative study for the Leaving Cert?
We did our Leaving Cert about a million years ago. I don't remember anything.
You actually don't. What did you do for the comparative study?
I don't even remember there was a comparative study.
Oh, did you do higher English?
Yeah.
Mm.
What do you mean, mm?
How could you not remember the comparative? Because you got to like watch a video for a new
Because we did it about 20 years ago.
Stop getting so angry at me.
No, but like it's weird how much you remember. Did you peak in secondary or something?
Definitely. I definitely did. And that's actually really hit me hard.
Imagine
it's so
if
accurate.
You couldn't sit the Leaving Cert.
You know what, lads? I think, like, if I was this year's Leaving Cert and I couldn't sit the Leaving Cert, I'd actually be like...
That was your Olympics, like...
It was, and you know what I mean? You'd have been taking that away from me.
I would have been buzzing.
You'd have been buzzing. Actually, I think I might have would have been buzzing. Ellie Goulding... What's it? Ellie Goulding? Is it Goulding?
Yeah, Ellie Goulding?
One makes it sound very Irish. Goulding is very Irish, I feel.
Ellie Goulding?
Goulding.
Her fans?
Yeah.
There's none.
Goldiggers. Oh my God. Is there any... Put your hands up if you're an Ellie Goulding fan.
I don't know.
I did like...
It's a little bit funny. The
That's Lilo and Stitch. It's actually a really good Stitch impression.
But that's what she sounds like in that
She
song.
Doesn't sound like Stitch. Jennifer Aniston?
Hint. From Friends.
From Friends. It uses the latter half of her name.
The Anistans.
That's good.
It should be the Anistans.
But it's the Fanistans.
Nah.
Anistans, no, I prefer Aniston, so maybe we might tweet her.
Petition to change Fanistans to Anistans.
Jennifer, if you're listening, I hope we have your seal of approval.
And I loved your hair when everyone copied you.
Okay, last one. Kelly Clarkson fans.
Who?
Kelly Clarkson fans. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, Kelly.
Since you've been gone, Kelly.
Since you've been gone.
American Idol, Kelly.
I can breathe for the first time.
Kelly of the Kelly Show, Kelly.
She has her own show.
Kelly Clarkson show.
And she'd just be singing in all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do think Kelly Clarkson would be a scream to have round.
I think Kelly Clarkson's a scream. What do we think our fans are called?
Patient. Because like she's not bringing up music, is she? Like what are they fanning over?
I'm going to lose the rag. But there could be Kelly fans listening. But like, I don't mind her either. I think she's good.
And I'm complimenting them saying you're very patient because she's not bringing out an album ever again.
Because she's children and she's...
You're spitting all over your laptop.
I am, actually. Shit. You know what I mean? But she's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Fans are too demanding. You know what I mean? Anyway, they're called the celebrities. Anyway, that's it. That's the end of my list.
I love it. Okay, so I think we just need to make a call on it. Girlies are mammies.
No, let's do the poll. Let's have the... Because I think the whole purpose of these fandoms is that the fandoms decide it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And pick whatever you want. If you want to be a mammy, you want to be a girly. We're just grateful to have the fans, to be honest.
Yeah.
We're grateful to have
we're
to
make the
decision.
We're grateful that you just fucking listen to us.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Anyway.
Like, apart from Lady Gaga, were you obsessed with anything else when you were younger?
Like singers?
Or like anything. Like, do you know the way when I was growing up, I was obsessed with the series Skins.
Really? I didn't watch that.
Any other girlies loving Skins, I used to be obsessed. Like, I wanted to be them.
I think it was one of those shows that I wasn't allowed to watch. Were we?
It was very chaotic.
Yeah, we were a bit young when it came out, were we?
Yeah, I think we were a bit young. And also, like, when you watch it, you know, your mum and dad be up to 90 being like, oh, this show's going to be a bad influence on your children. That was such a bad influence. If you're made you want to go out and party and drink and have a laugh.
They were always having cigarettes as well.
Yeah, they were always doing loads of drugs, babe. And they were like, it was, I might rewatch it, actually.
Why was it so good?
It was just like, it's hard to describe. They were just like these wild teenagers in angst.
And you were like living vicariously through them kind of situation.
Yeah, and I was weak for the gay one, Maxi. He was a ride. And then I used to be so obsessed with him that in one episode, he sleeps naked, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, he's really cool and I'm obsessed with him. I should start sleeping naked as well. But it was my first time trying to do it. Like, so I sleep in pyjamas, like, in my comfies.
Yeah.
Very uncomfortable the first night sleeping naked. Me, up to 91st, in case my mum came in the morning and my black duvet wasn't on me.
Yeah, but, see, I couldn't do it because I had a bunk bed. So, like, imagine me waking up in morning wood. Robert would have died of doubt.
You'd be like a tent. I didn't get a wink of sleep. But I was so stubborn. I was like, no, if I want to be cool like Maxi and Skins, I'm going to have to sleep naked.
I know what you mean. I think there is something kind of cool about it.
I don't know how it comes up in conversation, but you know, when some people just go, oh yeah, I sleep naked, I'm always like, they give no fucks.
That's kind of cool. Not saying I'm cool. For the record, but I do sleep in the nape.
All the time.
At winter, I probably would wear socks and a tee, maybe.
And no underwear?
No, I can't wear underwear at the night.
At all?
No.
Would your ties not be sticking together? Pure clammy energy.
But they'd be even more clammy with another layer, wouldn't they?
No. I don't know, sometimes I'm in the mood for my comfies, and sometimes I do sleep naked still, but I have to tuck the duvet in between my legs.
I love putting the duvet in between my legs.
Anyway, yeah, I was obsessed with Skins.
TV program-wise, I was big on Pokemon. I think I've spoken about Pokemon before.
Who wasn't, though?
I used to have, though, a Pokemon table.
What do you mean?
It sounds so weird, but we had, like, a little table in our room, and I used to do it, like, anytime I got, like, anything that was, like, Pokemon-related, like, I had a Pikachu teddy, I might have other things, maybe that I got in a Happy Meal now or something, or, like, you know, like, a Pokeball, or I remember I had a Pokedex. I put them on the table and I'd have them all displayed, so it was like a shrine to Pokemon.
I was just about to say, it was a fucking altar.
Yeah, Pokemon shrine kind of situation. And I remember then one time, my brother was mad into Pokemon as well, and I, one day, had taken his Pokemon cards, brought them into school.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was up in a heap, because some lad had stole them, and I think I knew who had stolen them, but I couldn't say it, or the teacher couldn't say it, because she was like, we can't just accuse them. My mum came into school and was like, this person's after taking the cards, and the teacher was like, we can't, you know, do anything, because we don't know it to be them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kevin just has a suspicion. Well, I was like, it's more than a suspicion. If I had a shiny feckin' Ninetales one day, and then I don't have it, and then this fella had him by the end of the day. So then my mum at the end of the day, when we were leaving, because she came at the end of the school day, when we were leaving, then she stopped him on the way out the gate, and was like, you have Kevin's Pokemon cards, and you're gonna give him back.
I love your mum.
And then she had to give him back. Yeah.
But did he buckle under the pressure?
Yeah, he gave him this. She's like, did you take them from Kevin? And he was like, no, these are mine. She's like, where did you get them? It was pure quizzing him. And I was like, yes.
Your mum grabbing him by the scruff, pinning him against the wall, turning him upside down and shaking him until Ninetales falls out.
Imagine my mum.
I love it.
But in fairness, like, sometimes you do have to take the law into your own hands.
Now, if your mum was angry at me, I'd be fucking terrified.
Terrified.
I would know what she'd do.
Terrified. You would be terrified.
I love you though, Phil. Salt of the earth, but terrifying.
I'm thinking, is there anything else I was obsessed with?
On Pokemon.
Yeah.
It was a very confusing time in my life because, like, I used to love them and I thought they were so cute. But when Squirtle became Blastoise, I got weirdly aroused. Like, lads.
I kind of know what you mean.
Blastoise was a zaddy.
I kind of know what you mean.
And as well, when Charmander became Charizard and started being all, like, angry and a bit of a rebel.
Yeah, kind of pure muscle daddy.
Yeah, I wanted to change him. And I thought I could get with him and change him and make him good.
That's so... I kind of know what you mean about the sexual attraction to them.
It was so weird.
That's so weird.
Poor Pikachu then couldn't evolve at all.
Oh, yeah. He technically could to Raichu, but he didn't. I suppose it's probably more so from the creator's perspective. They were like, oh, Pikachu is synonymous now with Ash.
I know, but like, wouldn't you think he'd evolve? What else are you obsessed with?
What else was I obsessed with? This is going to be V-niche.
Okay.
So, Eurovision obs, because I'm gay, right?
Yeah, but I wasn't, so...
But you weren't,
I'm
but
the
also...
exception that proves the rule.
Yeah.
Which I never understood that saying, by the way.
This is the first time I'm hearing it, I just went, look it. I thought you had said it wrong. What is it?
Do you know when people say, oh, but that's the exception that proves the rule? What does that even fucking mean?
That's another paradox. Is it? I've never heard that. It's the exception that proves the rule.
Yeah.
Anyway, on Eurovision... I was obviously obsessed with Eurovision. I remember like all the Saturday nights because my nanny was always minus on a Saturday night, so I'd always watch them with my nan.
Oh, that's why you're obsessed with it.
So I used to love it in that sense, but as a subset of Eurovision, basically, if any of my Eglantine girlies are listening, they used to have something every year that they used to call School-O-Vision. So it's based loosely around the same concept of Eurovision, only obviously it was only the school allowed to take part. It wasn't Europe.
What's Eglantine mean?
Eglantine, sorry. For those who aren't aware, is...
the very niche group listening who aren't aware.
Is the name of a girls' school in Cork that my sister went to. It's a primary school, right? And they had the School-O-Vision, but I remember...
School-O-Vision, iconic.
But for me, it was like the World Cup because it was more accessible to me than like Eurovision because I couldn't obviously go to see Eurovision, whereas my mum used to get me out of school to go to see my sister's School-O-Vision. And I remember thinking, how the heck... don't we have it in our school? And I tried to get a petition going in St. Anthony to start a School-O-Vision. But I remember my sister, the first year she was in it, they were in the Hip Hop Honeys.
Right? I love the Hip Hop Honeys.
The Hip Hop Honeys is a skit and they were the furthest thing from hip hop. They were going around with rice in a Pringles tin for like, you know, a bit of percussion. It was
I love it.
And it's so chaotic in that, how many years ago was that? But I still remember the full song. I'll just give you a blast of the chorus, which was... this hip hop just keeps on going pop pop, just keeps on getting hot hot, just keeps on going on and on. But on that, there was another two bands that year. And there was a fierce rivalry between them, right? Or at least there was in my head. I didn't go to school, so I don't actually know. They were the Fab Five.
Okay.
Who sang Listen to the Sound. It was stunning. And they had Jane O'Regan, who I knew as one of the musical theatre girlies of the time.
Okay.
Who used to, you know, she used to do the panto circuit.
What kind of genre were they?
It was very, like, I want to say electropop. But it was like, listen to the sound, take a good look around.
Anyway, babe, you sing that sometimes when you're making a cup of tea.
I actually do. I bought the CD, like, when it finished, because I was so obsessed with it. But anyway, they were up against, I can't remember the name of this group, but they actually ended up winning it because... they had like Spanish in the song. So it was like, Señor, come dance with me, Señor. Come dance with me, Señor, Señor.
They just said Señor.
Yeah, they were just Señor. It wasn't groundbreaking, but it was at the time, if you know what I mean. But I remember...
did it inspire Alejandro?
It could have done. I remember I was, oh my God, I was obsessed. And then I was like, just, I really wanted to be in it. I remember then the next year when my sister was in fifth or sixth, I remember like wanting to be involved in the songwriting process because I knew what could win it. And as well, there wasn't much choreography. And I was like, I feel like with choreography, we could elevate it to that next level. I really wanted her to win.
Did she win?
They didn't win. I think they placed with the Hip Hop Honeys. I can't remember what she did the next year. I think they got into the Lives.
Was Honeys with a Z?
I mean, if it wasn't, then I'm so disappointed. Sarah or any of the other Hip Hop Honeys, can you confirm whether it was Honeys with a Saint?
I think Sarah could have went in solo.
I feel like you're right.
Sarah, I think the Honeys held you back, babe.
So yeah, that was a weird obsession.
I love it.
Have you anything else like that that wasn't like a person or a show? Any foods? I feel like you're obsessed with foods.
No, there was one. That's the rudest thing you've ever said to me.
I was as well.
If you asked my mum though, she would say I was addicted to chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets.
From the age, I think, of like 4 to definitely the age of 7, all I had to eat every day was chicken nuggets.
That's a lot of processed nugs, isn't it?
That's a lot of nugs.
A lot of people would be scared.
Nugs.
I love Milky Way crispy rolls.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember Milky Way Crispy Rolls? They hit different to normal Milky Way.
But they don't make them anymore, do they?
I don't think so. Do you remember Mars Delight?
What?
Remember Mars had a Mars bar, which is amazing. But then, like, they brought it with the Mars Delight. Why did that disappear? Because I loved the Mars Delights.
What differentiated it from the normal Mars product?
They were, again, they were like, there was a crisp layer.
Oh.
So they were almost like a crossover between a crispy roll and, I want to say, a Kinder Bueno energy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm surprised they're not still around.
Oh, he's just like a caramel Freddo.
Really? Oh.
Simpler times.
Simpler times, wasn't it, really? And you're going around these days with your Godiva 90%.
Well, that's because it's dairy-free, babe.
It was far from Godiva 90%, you were reared.
I do think I have delusions of grandeur when I whip out the Godiva. Yeah. So obviously people go crazy for, like, big celebrities mm-hmm. now, like, I don't know, Michael, I don't know why I'm thinking Michael Jackson. May he rest.
May he rest in peace.
The jury's out on that, so we're not going to say any more. But, like, because of social media now, like, there's, like, huge fandoms, obviously, for, like, I want to say, like, not regular people, like, influencers and stuff.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
It's weird, isn't it? It's kind of a weird concept to get behind, because it's, like, I suppose some influencers are kind of famous for doing nothing. You know what I mean?
I know. I just think the term influencer is weird anyway.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I would just follow someone who like does a good skill.
Yeah.
Or it's funny.
Like those types of influencers I can get behind.
Yeah.
Now, another realm of influencer that I never really realised I was that into till recently, and I got very overexcited to find out she was pregnant. Do you remember Camilla from Love Island? She might have been on it 2 years ago. She was kind of the posh one, but she was...
She wrecked my head.
No, she was lovely. You're on about the wrong one. Okay. Camilla.
Okay, calm down. Calm down.
Calm down. No, do you remember Camilla? And she ended up getting with Jamie, who was the model. And he was handsome.
Yeah, and she was always talking like this. And she was... After this, I'm going to save all the children.
But that's the thing. They used their platform. Instead of bringing out like a teeth whitening kit or whatever, they went and did all this humanitarian work.
But that didn't make her less boring, babe.
She's not boring. She's very normal. And that's what I like stan about her. Like,
yeah.
And as well, I love, I think he's so fucking hot. They took a pic recently and they were like, oh my God, first baby bump photos. But it was her standing behind him and sticking out his belly to make him look like he was pregnant. And it was the hottest fucking thing I've ever fucking seen. Like, all I could think about was like, I didn't know I was going to say baby in his belly, but it wasn't that. Do you know what I mean? He just looks so fucking hot. Sorry, excuse my
French. Are you obsessed with him or her, babe?
Both of them. I think they're brill. But it was only when I saw the photo and I was like, they've gone like full tier. They've gone the whole way. And one of the reasons why I really latched onto them, I think, was one, because she was overlooked in the series by the other fellas, you know, because she wasn't like the rest of the girls, air quotation marks.
But wasn't there one fella left her and she was all heartbroken?
That's, one fella did the dirt on her and she was heartbroken. So it was so lovely to see like Jamie going in and then him being like, in my opinion, I think he was like the hottest that year.
This isn't lovely. After sun, babe. Can we move on? I'm sorry.
Anyway, I remember on their final date, Jesus Christ, I'm getting emotional thinking about it now. They had a...
You're very emotional today.
Very emotional.
You're actually, your eyes are watering.
I think it's because I did yoga on the roof and there was a load of backbends in it today. But they did... I'm not emotional. It's when you're saying it then I feel like I have to be.
No, you can cry if you want.
I don't want to cry because it's not worth crying about.
Okay,
but they'd a string... Calm down. They'd a string quartet to Africa by Toto on like the edge of a cliff. That doesn't sound very romantic. They were up a mountain somewhere. And I just remember it was stunning, the instrumental version. It was, and I was just so happy for her. Anyway, what were we on about again?
Influencers. I thought you were going to go into... your new obsession with ASMR influencers who to be doing the mukbangs.
Yeah, but I don't know any of them by name.
You just know them by sound.
I've been getting into an awful hole of watching. It's just lockdown, isn't it? You just find yourself finding the most ridiculous things.
I just be skitting at the one who'd be lifting up the crab claw and she'd be like, oh!
It's all them.
And she'd be sucking the crab meat out of it.
Like, I hate it in a sense, but I also love it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I can't stop watching it. But I don't know why. I kind of hate it. And as well, I think some of it I'm like, Jesus Christ, like from an environmental perspective and they're eating huge burgers and huge, you know, lobsters and shit.
We need to do an ASMR and be like...
Mukbang.
No, more like... Skinny bang.
Oh my god.
I'm weak.
What else can we say?
You can...
Allergic.
You can do like... your laugh, you know?
I don't think that can be ASMR.
Oh no, it can't. Goodness. You blow the air off someone.
What other words? Your teeth smell gorgeous. You got this, babe.
We should just do like self-affirming ASMR.
Paul Mescal.
I knew you were going to say Paul Mescal.
Yeah, I had to say it.
That's your one Paul Mescal.
I've done my Paul Mescal bit.
You wasted on the ASMR section.
No, I actually am happy with where I inserted.
Okay, fine.
No pun intended. Wink. Is there any influencers you love?
Not really, that's the thing. It's weird for me though, because... I learned this a long time ago, and I think it's like the best skill to have for us. I don't try not to put people on pedestals.
Yeah.
So like, I think just because someone has like a big following, or even if someone's like a proper celebrity, like it's like Lady Gaga status, I think they're amazing and I'm like, I want to support them, but I try not to put them on a pedestal, because like, why should someone be above you? You know what I mean?
Yeah, completely.
Just because someone can sing, like, doesn't mean they can be above you. Or like, just because someone has a million followers, I would never meet them and try and think of myself as below them.
Yeah.
It's definitely something you have to train, right?
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, I suppose it's easier said than done. I remember I went to see Guys and Dolls, and at the time, Rebel Wilson was performing it in London. I went to see it by myself one day after college. Oh. And,
No friends.
It was easier. You get cheaper seats if you go by yourself. There's a top tip. And I like going to the theatre by myself.
Yeah, no.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But anyway, afterwards, like, there was a huge, like, move to the stage door to try and get, pickies. Like, pickies with her. And I remember, because I was by myself, and I just walked around, and I was like, oh, will I get a pick? And then I did, but I was like, what the heck? And then, like, I took a first pick with her, and she was lovely or whatever. She was like, oh, whatever. And she was saying hi to all the fans. And then I got, like, a selfie, and it was kind of shaky. And she's like, oh, do you want to get that again? Because it was, like, kind of smudge. Yeah. And I just went, no, it's fine. And, like, only half my face is in it. But it wasn't that, like, I was like, I don't know, I was just kind of, I just felt a bit weird, because I was like, what am I even going to do with this pick?
Yeah, I'm just never really into it. Like, it's just, I just think, like, because before I used to be, like, when I first started dancing, I'd, like, go to, like, take a class with a choreographer, right?
Yeah.
And I'd be like, this is a choreographer. They're teaching the class. They're amazing. Like, and I would feel like I need to impress them.
Yeah.
But then over the years, I was like, they're just people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why am I putting them being like, they're up here and they're amazing?
I get you, yeah.
I had to then be like, I don't have to impress them.
Yeah.
I just need to do my best.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think that stops me as well from being like starstruck. So like, if I see a celebrity, I wouldn't be like having a panic attack. Like, would you?
I don't know. I can't say unless I've met them. Do you know what I mean?
I just feel like if we saw a celebrity, we'd be like, ah, skin, look at you.
That's the thing. I think I'd be like, oh my God, what a scream, like it's you.
But I wouldn't be bawling crying like some people do. I don't get in concerts. You ever seen concert footage and someone's in the audience and they're always bawling crying? I'm like, girl, you need to calm down. Lindsay's my sister Lindsay is such like a culprit for her. She'd be bawling at concerts and I'm like, what's wrong?
I suppose like...
It's chaotic.
It's like a symbolism, you know what I mean? Like, different artists mean different things to different... Like, I remember... Did I speak about me bawling crying at the Macklemore concert?
Oh, yeah.
I went to Macklemore in Dublin, and I remember, like, I wasn't out, but I remember he sang Same Love, and I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, but that's
that affected
stunning.
Me a lot.
Yeah, but that... You cried because, like, I would still cry at artists.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not crying at their... It's different.
At their presence.
Like, do you know what I mean?
Oh, I get
like,
you. I get
like,
you.
Obviously, I'm not, like, saying I have this huge ego that I'm like, oh, Billie Eilish was in the room, I wouldn't tell her she's amazing, because she is. But I just would... I'm not, like... I don't think I'd be like... like, do you know, people have panic attacks and faint and stuff when they see celebrities? I just never understood that.
I want to say I'd be pretty calm and collected as well, but I suppose you don't know till you're in the room
with the person. I sound like a dickhead, do I?
No, I think it's a fair point. You're right. It's probably healthy not to put them on the pedestal. Like,
I just think that's... you can be a fan of someone.
Yeah.
But I just think never put them above you. Like,
yeah,
because why are you less than that person? You know
exactly.
What I mean?
Yeah, and I think that's actually a good way to approach dating as well. One thing that I used to think sometimes is if I was chatting to a fella, I would say on an app, and I'd go, "Oh, he's way too handsome for me." It is chaotic, you know what I mean? Because, well, you'll... And then, say now, if you end up going into a relationship with that person, or if, like, things go a bit further, you'll always have that mindset that you're less or that you're inferior just because they're, what, better looking or whatever.
Yeah, and also, like, they could be better looking in your eyes, but obviously that's because you're attracted to them. But then exactly. Someone might look at you as a couple and be like, oh, no, I actually think Kevin's better looking. You know what I mean?
Oh, I love that for me.
I love that for you, babe. No, but, like, because I used to do that as well. I used to be like, oh, my God. I did, when I was single, be like... I could never go out with him or kiss him because he's too good. Do you know when someone's too good looking?
Yeah, too good looking.
And you're like, oh no, I don't think I'd even like that.
Do you remember that fella in Dollar when he had the cap and he was really handsome? And he came in the door, lads, and I was literally like, oh my God, PJ. Yeah. And PJ's like, oh my God, he's so fucking hot. And we were like, he's the hottest guy in there, right? And then I was like, fuck it, I'm going to shoot my shot.
She shot her shot, babes.
And next thing you know, who's shifting him in the corner of Dollar?
Who's sucking him off in the bathroom?
I wasn't.
It's Kevin.
No, I wasn't, for the record. No, that's not fair. I wasn't.
No, I know you weren't.
And I say if I wasn't. No, I wouldn't on the podcast because my mum listens. But like, also I wasn't.
Yeah.
But anyway.
The more you deny it, the more people think you are. He wasn't though, but like.
But yeah, just shoot your shot.
Yeah, shoot your shot.
You're the hottest in the room.
Exactly. Like, just don't. Basically, the moral of the story is don't put people on pedestals.
I think you're right.
And thank you for coming to our TED Talk. Good night.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure.
Stay safe.
Okay, so moving on to two girlies who we actually do put on pedestals.
We absolutely stand, and we are part of their fandoms.
It's time for Man Knows Best. We need a jingle.
We need a jingle. I think we need to stop going on about the jingle until we get one.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just gets a bit... They'll be like, oh, they're going on about needing the jingle again. And they don't have it. You know what I mean? Let's just insert the jingle when it happens.
And then they're going to be shook.
And then they'll be shaking.
Okay, so what's your mum say?
Will I do my mum first?
Yeah.
Okay, fab. One second. Let me go into the WhatsApp.
I love that we listen to our mammies now.
Yeah.
So, hi, everyone.
Hi, mum.
My question this week is, any advice for making your parents okay with taking a gap year after leaving cert?
Oh.
Okay, personally... yeah, I think it's a great idea. Gives you a chance maybe to mature, try different things. So I suppose whatever your reasons for it, you know, whether it's to travel for the year or try a few different jobs, you know, in any of the areas that you're interested in, or maybe even volunteering.
Ooh, altruism.
Something that you're passionate about. Yeah, it's a good idea, I would think. But whatever the reasons, I think you need to have a plan A and maybe a plan B show it to them and talk to them about it. So essentially, really, they just want to understand that you're not going to stay in bed for the year or mope about, you know. But
mope about.
Certainly, I think it's a good idea, you know, for maturing and finding out different things about what you want to be doing with the rest of your life. So I'm sure they'll be on board with it. Just explain to them, you know, that you want to do A, B or C, and I'd say it'll work out fine. Okay, good luck.
Oh,
I love your mum. She's so right though.
Mm-hmm.
When you're going to them, make sure you have a plan and be like, okay, I'm taking a gap year because I want to do this.
Yeah, I understand the person's apprehension. I think it's such a fucking great idea, but you don't, especially from an Irish student's mindset, you don't actually, it never gets pitched to you, that idea.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
I think if more people need to take it, because then it would save them so much time later.
Yeah.
Being like, oh no, I don't like my course, or I think I rushed into this too quickly.
Exactly. And like, you're spending the year preparing for like the leaving cert, which like takes up so much time and takes up so much of your headspace. So you don't really have time to be doing much else thinking. I think leaving such students as well deserve that break afterwards, and like just to discover themselves a bit more and get more life experience.
Yeah, so I think, girly, do your gap year bits.
Yeah.
And your parents will be alright with it as long as you have a plan. Even if your plan is to go, I'm just going to look at different things that I like doing to see what I want to do with the rest
of my life. Or I'm going to go work and save money for a year and stuff. It's still like, all of life is like journey and worthwhile, you know what I mean? So
if you're going to Magaluf to become a shot girl for the year, maybe tell them you're doing like English lessons or something.
Something like that. Tell them you're doing TEFL or something.
No shade to the shot girlies, sure, yeah. Kevin was one.
Oh but... my god, power to the shot girlies, where my shot girlies at? But yeah, PJ's right.
Anyway. New liqueur ups, you're up, girly.
I'm fairly sure my 14-year-old brother is gay.
Oh.
He has hinted it, but nothing definite. Should I approach him? Well, dear listener, you are lucky that he has hinted a bit. So I think you should discuss this with him and approach this with compassion and understanding and reassure him you are there for him and help him to understand his feelings are normal and important for him, for his future happiness and mental health. It is accepted much more nowadays, and encourage him to go forward and nurture his inner child. Best of luck. He is ready.
He is ready.
Oh, I love he is ready.
I love that because, like, my mum obviously struggled when I was coming out. Like, she said it to me before. Like, she never let me think it. But, like, when I came out to her, she was like, okay, that's fine. But then she told me later on, like, for the year, she was kind of, like, struggling to come to terms with me being gay because it was such a surprise.
Yeah.
So the fact that she can now advise, like, someone who's going through the same thing, really.
Yeah.
It's just so beautiful to me. It's very full stunning. Circle moment right now.
Completely. You know, it is lovely. And her advice was lovely. I was getting a bit touched by it, so.
I love you, ma'am. Look at you being an icon. And nice. I do think she's right. Like, if he's hinting to it... It's kind of tricky sometimes because, like, you don't want to force out of someone either. But if he's hinting to it, he could be, like, asking you to ask him. Because I know, for me anyway, it was a fear for ages that someone would say that I'm gay. But I wanted my friends to kind of ask me, was I gay?
I think it's easier actually responding to a question as opposed to... Because it is such an effort to actually say, I'm gay, and sit someone down and picking a time to say it. Sometimes it could be... easier when it's actually asked of you, and maybe you don't even have to be as explicit as that. You could just like Nuna said, just like be there for him, nurture him, and like just encourage him to be himself. So it could be something like along the lines of, you do know, like, I'm your sister and I love you, and you can tell me anything. If anything's ever bothering you, like, just know that I'll be there for you 100%. And I think that just as long as he knows that there's like an open communication between the two of you, I think that's even sufficient, you know what I mean?
Or else just play Lady Gaga's new album, and then when he starts dancing, just go, babe, I know. You know what I mean? That could be the quicker route. If you don't want to do all the talking. Oh, well done, man.
Yeah, well done, Ulan.
Now, I'm going to have a word with you about leaving the telly on when you're doing the voice notes, because... We don't want to hear the news in the background when you're giving advice on coming out. You know what I mean?
I kind of liked it. It had some character. I kind of
atmospheric.
Atmospheric, and I get to visualise, like, Nuala in her natural habitat.
I love it. We're going to have to get Phil and Nuala on for an ep.
For a whole ep. My thinking is, do we have them doing an episode each?
Oh.
Or do we do the Mammies episode where they're both on at the same time?
I don't know. Like, I do love, because obviously Kevin's mum and my mum didn't know each other before.
Yeah.
We knew each other.
Yeah, and now they'd be calling each other.
And now they'd be ringing each other on everything.
Which is so lovely. But I think they might find it easier to do it together.
Yeah.
Because they might feel a bit overwhelmed if they're on themselves.
We'll see. But as well, I want it to be like on a special ep. Like, we can't just be like episode 42. Like,
42.
It'll definitely need to be like...
Ep 50. Is that what you're hinting at?
Maybe
at 50.
So that was it, girlies. Yeah. Fandoms. And can we just say that we appreciate our fandom. Yeah.
All the support, which is constant and...
Overwhelming.
It's so lovely. And thank you so much.
Like, as in, there's some days when I just have to stop and be like, what's happening?
Yeah.
Because people are just the nicest people ever and the most supportive people ever.
Yeah.
Like, it's mad. Like, and the fact that people still take time out of their day to even message us. Like, so just thank you so much. And for everyone, every time you share anything, or every time you just even talk to someone about our podcast, like, we are truly grateful.
Like, one of the things that I love most about the podcast is the idea that someone could be having kind of a shit day and might listen to us and just be having a laugh and forget about their shit day and actually be like, actually, you know what?
Yeah.
It's all good.
Exactly.
Because it is all good. You know what I mean?
It is, girlies. We'll get through it.
We'll get through it.
I'd rather be dry. But at least I'm alive.
Words to fucking live by. I'd rather be dry. We need to shoot a music video.
To that song.
To that song, but we're kind of limited with what we're going to have to set up.
I know.
We'll have to order a wig as well.
Oh, fuck. We better get on it. Girlies.
Fuck.
It's a sundag. You need to look it up, girls.
Lads, just look up Sophie Anderson, the cock destroyer, saying fuck it's a Sunday. I think it's the funniest clip ever.
We're doing this thing now when we're like around the house. If Kevin's like, oh fuck, I just go, it's a Sunday. Like, I'd be upstairs and he'd drop something in the kitchen and go, oh fuck, and then I'll go, it's a Sunday.
But you say oh fuck as well. I'm not the only one cursing.
You do have a potty mouth though.
Anyway, girlies.
Anyway, girlies.
It's been a pleasure. I really enjoyed it.
Me too.
Not to say I haven't enjoyed previous ones, but I'm just kind of I'm in a good mood at the moment, which is good.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Who knows, tomorrow I could be dragged down the ditch. But anyway, thanks so much for listening, girlies.
Bye, girlies. Have a good day.
Have a good day, girlies. Bye.
See you. Love you. Bye.
Bye, girlies. Or mammies. Poll results to follow.
We'll see.
Take care. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.